Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deborah Shane's Top Small Business Podcast and the hub for community connections and conversations. Join us weekly for lively discussions and inspiring guests on current events, careers, consumer trends, small business, and social media. Visit DeborahShaneToolbox.com to learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight. And now, your host, Deborah Shane.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Metropolis. It is great to have you with us today as we continue to open our year and really get focused on some small business stuff. So today I have invited back, actually, my friend and colleague, Melinda Emerson, who is affectionately known as the Small Biz Lady on Twitter, with a gazillion followers. She's going to tell you exactly how many, but it's over a quarter of a million. And she has written a second edition to her book that just came out this month, and we want to talk about the Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, a month-by-month guide to a business that works, second edition, where she's added some very, very exciting visions and chapters. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But Melinda is offers advice and encouragement to more than 3 million entrepreneurs every week online through her social media, her writing, and as an expert and a journalist. She's also a really dynamic and stimulating speaker. So I am very excited to have her back. I'm going to bring her up right now and say hello, Melinda. Welcome back to the Metropolis.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me. This is great. I love talking about small business and how to start and how to grow and how to leverage social media. So this is fun for me.
Well, it's fun for us, too, because, you know, you and I know each other a few years, and we've been through some lean and mean stuff. And, you know, those are really important lessons that we learn as, you know, entrepreneurs that start up businesses and then, you know, go through some really good times and then go through some really challenging times. And
it's a journey. It's an absolute journey. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And people really have to be, you know, you got to be able to weather the lean times, because it's not always going to be awesome every day, right? I mean, you got to really love it, because there's going to be days when all your love is all you have.
Well, you know, I think that's really the, you know, the heart, the passion, the soul of an entrepreneur that really is doing this because this is what they're supposed to be doing, and they are going to do whatever it takes to succeed. But they also know that they're not going to, like, every day is not perfect. Every day is just not perfect. Uh-oh, who's in the background? Is that JoJo?
Yes, that is my JoJo. You know, it's Martin Luther King Day, so he is not in school, so.
Okay. Well, give him our love and tell him that he has to not talk to you for about 20 minutes.
Yes, I just ran away from him, so we're okay.
Okay, no problem. We love JoJo. So, you know, let's get into something here that, you know, sort of ties into what we were just talking about. You know, last year, what would you say was one of your biggest triumphs? But also, because this is part of being an entrepreneur, what was one some of your disappointments last year?
You know, I have to tell you, 2014 was the best year I have ever had in business, literally.
Yeah, me too.
I had a fantastic year. I got this book done, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, the second edition, which was a Herculean feat because I had no time to write another book, and I did it. And, you know, I frankly amazed myself that I actually got it done on time. And I was able to do some things that I really wanted to do for myself. You know, I went on 4 vacations last year. I was able to pull enough profit out of my business. I am completely debt-free in my life, you know, and those are things that were goals of mine. They were things I wanted to do for myself and for my business. You know, profit is how we keep score. And I was able to increase the profitability of my company and do the things that I wanted to do for myself and my family personally. And I'm just so appreciative that I've had the opportunity to do that.
So you didn't at all feel guilty. You were invigorated by the vacations, correct?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we need those things. We can't just work and work and work and work and work. You know, as entrepreneurs, it's so easy to become a workaholic machine with no life. It's so easy to do that. And I did that for many, many years. You know, I've been an entrepreneur for 16 years. So I didn't just start doing this, you know. So I have learned to vacation. I have learned that I need to relax so that my brain can rest and come up with the next great idea. And these are all things that, you know, I had to focus on.
Well, I was out in Colorado last August, the beginning of August. And when I came back, I wrote a post that was my all-time biggest post on LinkedIn. It was like 20,000 likes, 400 comments. I was like, holy moly, did this like, you know, hit a chord with people? With, you know, the importance of taking a proper vacation was the name of the post. I just wrote it because I had such a great time. It was so good to, like you say, disconnect and relax and have fun and just enjoy some of the spoils of your success, right?
Absolutely. You can't just work and work and work. You got to enjoy it. You've got to put yourself in a position to where you can enjoy your life, not just work all the time.
Well, yeah, because you get burned out in this situation pretty quick. So looking ahead here at 2015, which I think is everybody is, you know, there was – I was reading some stuff and was talking about that, you know, we are in a growth mode. We're not in recovery anymore, and that is so exciting. And that's the vibe that I'm feeling out there myself. But what do you think is kind of the overall theme of business in 2015?
I definitely think it's out of recovery mode. I mean, but I have always felt like, you know, the recession is the perfect time to start a business, and just any time is, because the world is still waiting on a better mousetrap, and it doesn't really matter what's going on with everybody else. It matters what your mousetrap is and whether or not your mousetrap solves a problem, solves some pain for people. And I think that it's just awesome now that the rest of the economy has caught back up to small business, because we've always been leading the way. We've always been the job creators. We've always been the people protecting people's families and giving people jobs. Even if it's part-time contractor jobs, we're the ones doing it. So I'm just really excited that everybody's thinking about entrepreneurship right now, whether they have a job or not, because that is really where the future is taking us.
So why are they thinking more about becoming an entrepreneur now, you think?
Well, you know, the statistics tell us that 78% of people want to start a business. Problem is they don't know how. They're afraid. They're worried about health insurance. You know, many people are just living paycheck to paycheck and just don't have the credit capacity to quit their job and start a business. But everybody really secretly wants to, Deborah.
Yeah.
Everybody really wants to have freedom and control over their life and their livelihood. But you've got to have a plan. Too many people get caught up in passion. Well, I think passion is such an overused word in the world of entrepreneurship. I believe I'm all for passion, but I want people to make sure that their passion has a profit center, that somebody is going to pay them for their passion. And so that's what I try to teach people and focus on, you know, in my book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, and even my blog, SucceedAsYourOwnBoss.com. I don't sell people wooden nickels. I give people the real deal. Like, this is what it takes to have a viable and sustainable small business. This is what it really, really, really takes. And so I want people to go into this eyes wide open, you know? And that's really why I developed the Emerson Planning System, to help people make the transition from employee to entrepreneur, because it's no joke. It's serious business.
Well, and we've talked about this before, and that is not everybody is, you know, built to be an entrepreneur. Well, I mean, what do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely true. I think a lot of people are job people. They need the structure of a job. They're not self-disciplined enough to work from home and be highly productive. You know, they need a specific assignment that they go in and they take care of every day. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I need people to hire me. You know what I mean? So it is extremely important that, you know, people really know what they're good at and that they're really honest about what skills they have and the best kind of work environment for them. It's extremely important.
Well, and, you know, I mean, that was one thing that I sort of noticed early on when I was, you know, doing a lot of workshops and small group sessions with people that were coming specifically to learn more about starting their own business. And, you know, the truth of the matter is some of these folks were really not cut out. Maybe on some levels they were in terms of having an actual expertise, but the other intangibles about, you know, perseverance and, you know, and sort of loneliness. I mean, being an entrepreneur can be a lonely business, you know.
It absolutely is. It really, really is. And isolation is the enemy of entrepreneurship, though. That's why you have to get out and go to networking events. That's why you have to partner with other entrepreneurs so that you can hold each other accountable. That's also why everybody should have what I call a kitchen cabinet of advisors. You should have 4 to 5 people that are already invested in your success and in your corner to bounce things off of. So the first person in your kitchen cabinet should be somebody who is an existing entrepreneur, somebody who's been there, done that, and can help you sidestep all the potholes that are out here. The second person needs to be somebody who is a client or could become the client, so they can be your internal advocate, so you know the real deal about what that budget is. You also want someone who is a mentor. And if you do not have a mentor, score.org is a wonderful organization where you can get yourself a mentor either in person or online for your business. And then your fourth and fifth person in your kitchen cabinet should be someone who is a lawyer and someone who is an accountant. And if you've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to go to college, you know somebody who's a lawyer, you know somebody who's an accountant. So these are the people that you need to have around you. And I call this group of people a kitchen cabinet of advisors because these people will work for food. You know, they're not trying to send you a bill every single time you have a question. But you got to be careful, because if you ask this group of people for advice and then you don't take it, you can really destroy a relationship. So you want to be very careful and strategic about how you use your kitchen cabinet.
Well, and the support system idea is, I think it's probably one of the biggest X factors in taking this on, is having a support system that you use on a daily basis, okay? Even if it's just to pick up the phone and say, okay, I am in a moment here, and I just need to hear myself say some things and hear somebody I respect tell me it's going to be okay, you know? I mean, it's
exactly.
Like, I know that sounds
exactly.
So simplistic, but it's true. So, okay, so I just decided I'm going to become an entrepreneur. I've got an idea. I've got an expertise. You know, made the decision. I've made the commitment. What are the three top things that make the biggest difference to a startup?
Well, I think the number one thing that makes a difference to a startup is making sure that you have a life plan. You need to know what you want out of life and then build a business that aligns with that. You don't just want to be, I'm going to start this business because I don't have a job now. No, you need to figure out what you want and why you want it. And then you need to build a business that aligns with that. And then the second thing you've got to do is figure out how you're going to pay for it. Because let me tell you something, the money to start your business is going to come from your right or your left pocket. So you've got to look and see how fabulous is your lifestyle. Is there something you can recoil so that you can have your dream business?
Right.
That is really, really what it is about. And a lot of people, you know, aren't realistic. Like if you love Prada, if you have to have Starbucks every day, your lifestyle might be a little bit too fantastic to start a business. It just might be. You know, you might need to keep your job. You know?
You might have to go get some 7-Eleven coffee, right, which I think is fantastic.
Right. You got to figure it out. How about pour it yourself at home? It's even cheaper when you do that, right? People got to get clear about that stuff because that is what will mess you up, not being realistic about the sacrifice that is really, really, really involved. I don't want people to go into this with their eyes closed, having what I call fantasies of grandeur about starting a business. It's hard to start a business. You're going to go 12 to 36 months before you're making any real money, let alone being able to replace your corporate salary. You ready for that? You ready to go without a paycheck for a year or two? Because that's probably what it's going to take.
Right.
So and most people aren't really ready to do that.
Right. So you have to have some cash reserves for at least a year, right? I mean, that's what I think.
At least. I tell people a year or two. Because it's just the money's just not going to come as fast as you think it is. And the first 12 months, you're going to be fumbling around figuring out who your real customer is anyway. Your first business plan you're going to write is really your hypothesis of what you think is going to happen, right? And then your business gets exposed to the marketplace, and then you get some data. And that's really what this is about. Getting your data, making your adjustment, actually using your business plan to run your business and not treating it like a historical document that's up on the shelf that nobody looks at again, right? You actually should use this document to run your business. You should be updating it every 2 to 3 months to make sure your business is on the right track. But you also need to make sure.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you also need to make sure you know exactly who your customer is. If everybody can use your product or service, no one will. You need to make sure that you are a specialist in your industry. I tell people all the time, who do you want to be, a cardiologist or a primary care physician? I think you want to be a cardiologist because cardiologists drive Ferraris, right? You want to make sure that you're charging top dollar for your expertise because you are a specialist. When you start out in business, there's two things you got, limited time and limited resources. So how about you pick a target you can actually hit?
Well,
you
got to
focus on a specific customer.
Yeah, and that goes to the idea, too, that, you know, being very laser-focused, very targeted on a specific product or service or expertise that you can offer is perfectly fine. It's smaller can be a lot more effective and have a lot more impact than bigger because people will remember you for something as opposed to everything. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
All right, let's get into the second edition of the book and what exactly you have added and the revisions that you've made to the Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, a month-by-month guide to a business that works, second edition. Let's talk specifically about what additions and chapters you've added. Because you
There are five new chapters to this book.
Okay.
There are five new chapters to this book, and I'm so excited because it builds on the foundation of the first book very much. You know, what I was most excited about when I went back and reread this book when I was about to update it was how relevant so much of the information in the first edition still was. But the stuff that was missing was the hardcore social media online branding stuff, right? So what we did was I added a chapter on how to develop a successful crowdfunding campaign. You know, crowdfunding is something really cool, new, and unique that small business owners can really take advantage of if they've got the right marketing message. But I see a lot of bad practice out here with crowdfunding, so I wanted to set the record straight on how specifically to do a successful crowdfunding campaign. And I really profiled a great business in the chapter that then breaks down exactly what they did and how they did it. And I just think it's so exciting what they did, and I think it's good practice for all of us to promote anything, let alone a crowdfunding campaign. The second new chapter in the book I talk about how to develop a great website. You guys, your website is your number one sales tool, yet so many people are just letting their website shoot them in the foot every day. And I wanted to make people understand what a really good website looked like, how to hire people, what kind of hosting and email packages you need to have so that your website is working for you while you are asleep. That's what I put together in this chapter. And then the next chapter, I put together how to develop your your content strategy. You really have to know that nobody wants to be sold to. But if you develop great content, your target customer will beat a path to your door. And I really give you all the secrets because that is really what helped me build my brand as a small business lady. That's how I built 3 million entrepreneurs a week paying attention to me, was because of my content. My blog was the secret sauce of my whole business. And I teach people how to blog for business, how to develop a personal connection with their target customers using great content. And content doesn't just mean writing. And we talk about all the different options that people have out there for the different types of content that they can develop. And then, of course, I had to add a chapter on how to become a social media ninja. I want people to understand how to use social media the right way. So we talk about the help mantra. We talk about figuring out where your target customer is hanging out online. All of the stuff you need to know about how to become a brand in demand online is in this chapter, How to Become a Social Media Ninja. And then the very last chapter of the book I have updated for people to really understand all of the things that they need to be measuring in their business. It's not enough to start a business. You got to measure your business. You got to make sure you know how much profit is in every sale. You know how many visitors are coming to your website and what they're coming for. There's so many things you need to be measuring in your business to make sure that your business is on the right track. And I break all of those things down in this book as well.
Well, those are fantastic areas that are just essential. I know there's one thing that, you know, I hear a lot, and it's, you know, look, it's a realistic statement, and that is I don't know how I can do it all. I don't know how to do it all. How do you get somebody to create a simple formula that can work for them with being able to deal with all these aspects of being an entrepreneur or a startup?
It's simply this. If your time is worth $1,000 an hour, you should not be spending it doing $20 an hour work. Make sure you have a really good virtual assistant, someone who can pick up the administrative back office stuff that you're probably not good at and don't enjoy anyway. As soon as you can, you need to get you some help, particularly us women out here, because, you know, we put our superhero suit on every day and we think we can leap a tall building in a single bound. Well, we cannot. We need some help. You know, Superwoman had a nanny and a babysitter and somebody else to help her, right? So you need that too. You need to make sure that you have somebody to help you with your kids and somebody to help you with your business. And those are the kinds of support systems that will make you feel good about this business. What you don't want to do is trade a soul-sapping job for a business that becomes a noose around your neck. That's what you don't want to do. So you've got to make sure you've got the proper support systems in place.
Well, and also organization and prioritizing. I think too many people do not have the right process, systems, and procedures in place, and then they end up being all over the place trying to get things done. So, you know, organization is really, really important, I think, for you know, a solopreneur or somebody that has one or two people working for them. Really good systems and procedures in place. So tell us where to find out more about the book. Give us your social media information so people can learn more about you.
Well, anyone who's interested in grabbing a copy of Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, the second edition, it is available anywhere books are sold. Target, Walmart, Sam's Club, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, Kindle edition, whatever device you want to buy it on, it is available, and I'm so happy about that. If you want more information about me and all the other things that I'm doing in connection with the book and my mastermind program, you can go to my website, succeedisyourownboss.com, and look up all the different new programs that we have for you so that I can support you in this walk through entrepreneurship. And as always, I am the Small Biz Lady, and you can join me every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Twitter for Small Biz Chat, where I'll answer your small business questions. And you can like my Facebook fan page at Small Biz Lady or connect to me on LinkedIn. I love to get recommendations from people who have heard my information and it's changed their business.
Well, we have been chatting with Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, that in Google, and that's all you need to do. And it will bring up every. Isn't that beautiful when you can Google your name or Google your handle, and it all comes up in perfect order. I just did that recently, but that took 6 years.
Oh yeah,
that easily took six years to figure out, right? But thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited for you. Very happy for your second edition of your book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, a month-by-month guide to a business that works, second edition. Thank you so much, Melinda. I am so delighted.
Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate you.
You bet, honey. And everybody go check Melinda out, and please come back and visit us again next time. We have some fantastic guests scheduled for February and March, and we just, you know, wish you a fantastic 2015. Again, I want to thank everybody out there for supporting this podcast, which is approaching 575,000 downloads and listens, and I I'm grateful for everybody that supports us and likes what we're doing. We appreciate it very much. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you for listening to our Top Small Business Podcast. Please share us with others and come back and visit again soon. To learn more about Deborah and how you can be in the spotlight, visit DeborahShaneToolbox.com and rock somebody's day, whatever you do.